Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you're going to speak to each and every one of us and help us to understand what you have to say to us in Genesis chapter 48. And I pray that you open our eyes that we can see the wonderful light of your word. Enlighten our heart and our mind that we can understand your word, and more importantly, empower us to be a doer of your word, so that we won't deceive ourselves. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Genesis chapter 48. Jean gonna read it.
Sometime later, Joseph was told, "Your father is ill." So he took his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, along with him. When Jacob was told, "Your son Joseph has come to you," Israel rallied his strength and sat upon the bed. Jacob said to Joseph, "God Almighty appeared to me afterwards in the land of Canaan, and there he blessed me and said to me, 'I am going to make you fruitful and will increase your numbers. I will make you a community of people, and I will give you this land as an everlasting possession to your descendants after you.' Now then, your two sons born to you in Egypt before I came to you here will be reckoned as mine. Ephraim and Manasseh will be mine, just as Reuben and Simeon are mine. Any children born to you after them will be yours. In the territory they inherit, they will be reckoned under the names of their brothers. As I was returning from Paddan to my sorrow, Rachel died in the land of Canaan, where we were still on the way, a little distance from Ephrath. So I buried her there beside the road to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. When Israel saw the sons of Joseph, he asked, 'Who are these?' 'They are the sons God has given me here,' Joseph said to his father. Then Israel said, 'Bring them to me, and I may bless them.' Now Israel's eyes were failing because of old age, and he could hardly see. So Joseph brought his sons close to him, and his father kissed them and embraced them. Israel said to Joseph, 'I never expected to see your face again, and now God has allowed me to see your children too.' Then Joseph removed them from Israel's knees and bowed down with his face to the ground. And Joseph took both of them, Ephraim on his right toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh on his left toward Israel's right hand, and brought them close to him. But Israel reached out his right hand and put it on Ephraim's head, though he was the younger, and crossing his arms, he put his left hand on Manasseh's head, even though Manasseh was the firstborn. Then he blessed Joseph and said, 'May the God before whom my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, walked, the God who has been my shepherd all the life to this day, the angel who has delivered me from all harm, may he bless these boys. May they be called by my name and the names of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and may they increase greatly upon the earth.' When Joseph saw his father placing his right hand on Ephraim's head, he was displeased. So he took hold of his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. Joseph said to him, 'No, my father, this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head.' But his father refused and said, 'I know, my son, I know. He too will become a people, and he too will become great. Nevertheless, his younger brother will be greater than he, and his descendants will become a group of nations.' He blessed them and blessed them that day and said, 'In your name will Israel pronounce his blessing. May God make you like Ephraim and Manasseh.' So he put Ephraim ahead of Manasseh. Then Israel said to Joseph, 'I am about to die, but God will be with you and take you back to the land of your fathers. And to you, as one who is over your brothers, I give the bridge of land I took from the Amorites with my sword and my bow."
Okay, in here. So what did Jacob do to Joseph? Can anybody tell me? In Genesis chapter 48, when when Jacob is about to die, did he tell his son where the treasure that he has stored up and then divide the treasure? So what did he do? Did he do that, Wesley?
No.
So what did he do? Could you tell me? He did a few things that is different from all the other people. What's the first thing he did?
He blessed Joseph.
He blessed Joseph? Okay, that's good. But he didn't bless Joseph first. So what did he do before that? What did Jacob do? When he see his I just want to remind you one thing, okay? In Genesis chapter 48, verse 1. When your father is ill, you as a son, what should you do? Wesley, assuming Ray is sick, what should you do? Visit him? So what did Joseph do? Yeah, but what about all the other brothers? They don't come, right? They don't come. They don't come. That means they don't get the blessing. You see, you said that Jacob blesses Joseph, right? He didn't come. He didn't get the blessing. So, Josh, what have you learned? If your daddy is sick, you're going to visit him? Take care of him. You know, just like your grandpa was sick, right? And your daddy visited him and blessed him too and pray for him, right? And share the gospel to him. And that's our job. And the Bible say here, sometimes later, Joseph was told, your father is ill. Joseph was told, your father is ill. And I believe all the other brothers were told. Joseph was ill too, right? But they don't come, okay? So, he took his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, along with him, and visit his father, okay? I think that's the thing we should follow. Unless you want to die young, if you want to live a good old age, show respect to your parents, especially when your parents were ill and sick, need your care. You not just come alone by yourself. You bring your children up to you to see your daddy. Are you going to get married, Wesley?
Probably.
Are you going to have any children?
Probably too, eh?
So make sure bring them to see your daddy, okay? So verse 2, when Joseph was told, when Jacob was told, your son Joseph has come to you, Israel rallied his strength and sat up on the bed. He was really ill, but he's so happy to see his son rally his strength. He didn't have that much strength. But what the Bible tells us that when your parents... But when your parents were ill and you go and see them, they were very, very happy. They varied their strength. Make sure you remember this imagery, okay? And sat up on his bed, okay? Verse 3. Jacob said to Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan. And there he blessed me and said to me, I am going to make you fruitful and will increase your numbers. I will make you a community of people, and I will give this land as an everlasting possession to you, to your descendant after you. Okay? So what did Joseph said to, what did Jacob said to Joseph? The first thing. Did he talk about where his treasure is? So what did he say? Wesley?
Verse 4 to 5.
What did Jacob say to Joseph?
And he said to me, I am going to make you fruitful and will increase your numbers. I will make you a community of people and I will give you this land.
Who is I?
Jacob.
No way. Oh, come on, you're not listening. Are you in Hawaii or what? Come on, Wesley, you read verse 3 and 4. Read it out loud, okay?
Jacob said to Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan, and there he blessed me and said to me, I am going to make you fruitful and will increase your numbers. I will make you a community of people, and I will give this land as an everlasting possession to your descendants after you.
Who is I?
God.
Who is you? So what did he do? So what did he do when Jacob see Joseph? So he remember what God has promised him, right? So what did God promise him? That is the heavenly treasure. That's not the earthly treasure. He remembered that. When God make a promise to Jacob, especially saying that, I will give this land as an everlasting possession to your descendant after you. That means God promised to give the land of Canaan to Joseph and all his brothers, right? He reminded his children, make sure to take possessions of this property. And now, although you are staying in Egypt, although you are well off, although you live a good life, but that's not the place that you stay forever. The land of Canaan is the place that you're supposed to go back. So what have you learned then? Joshua, assuming you are Jacob, you are about to die, what are you going to say to your children? You learn if you want to learn it from Jacob, what would you say to your children after you? Because God promised to bless Jacob and his descendant, now he's about to die. And he wants to make sure his children get that kind of blessing. Does that make sense, Moses? So make sure that is the treasure. I want you to write it down right beside here. Write down Psalm 119:111. Your statue is my everlasting possession. Is my everlasting inheritance. Remember, you pass on the word of God, especially the precious promise to your children. You know, if you don't tell your children will not know what God has promised you. Only you know. If you want, you get the blessing, and your children after you get the blessing, you got to make sure to tell your children. Does it make sense? And he mentioned
that God is an almighty God, and that almighty God is an invisible God, and yet that almighty God appeared to Jacob. And there, at Luz, in the land of Canaan, the almighty God blesses Jacob and said to Jacob, "And I'm going to make you fruitful, and I will increase your numbers. I will make you a community of peoples, and I will give this land as an everlasting possession to your descendant after you." Do you know why after more than 2,000 years, from 586 BC to 1948, over 2,000 years, 2,500 years, the Israelites lost the land. And in 1948, they take back the promised land because God promised them. If Jacob did not pass it on to Joseph, Joseph did not pass it on to his children after them, they won't be able to take possessions of that. So brother and sister, I would like to make sure you remember one thing. Whatever God promised you through the word of God, through the Bible, you mark it down right before you die. You make sure you pass it on to your children. That is the heavenly treasure. Does it make sense? What would you do when you're about to die?
Remember this
first.
Eh? Pass it on.
Pass what on? The computer games?
No?
What? What are you going to pass it on? What verse? You tell me, you know, in verse 3 to 4. What was that? There's a lot of blessing there. Do you know why the Jewish people keep reproducing? You know? Because God promised them. They're going to be numerous. They're going to be a groups of community of people. Increase in number. And although the land now is possessed by Amorites, but in the future, the land will be possessed by the descendant of Jacob. So what else have we learned? Starting verse 5 all the way to verse 7. Gabriel, could you read that? And then when you read it carefully. And I'm going to ask you the question for that. You read that first. 5-7. So what's the reason why Joseph in here, Jacob in here mentioned about the place where Rachel died? What's the relationship of Rachel and Joseph? Mother and son. Okay. Carl helping you for that. Now the next question. What did Jacob do to Joseph regarding the two sons that was born in Egypt, Manasseh and Ephraim? How did he bless him? Well, I didn't see that. I said that when you read it, you read it carefully. You read it one more time in verse 5 all the way in verse 7. How did he bless Ephraim and Manasseh? And what did he do to bless him? You read it one more time. Yeah. Not Simon, Simeon. Yeah. So, how did he bless these two grandsons? Is he selfish? That wasn't his son. Joseph is the son of Jacob. But Joseph's two sons become his son. And you told me that he blessed the two grandsons. How did he bless the two grandsons? Do you understand? So how?
He adopted them and made Joseph father to his wives.
Jacob has how many sons? Has 12 sons, right? Including Joseph, right? Jacob has 12 sons. Now, take Joseph out, so how many sons? 11 sons, right? And then Joseph has two sons. And now that two sons doesn't belong to Joseph anymore. That two sons belongs to who? Belongs to Jacob. So that means, I tell you what it really means, okay? Let's say this is a pie of cake. If you have 12 sons, what would you do? You divide what? Into 12 pieces, right? Everyone get a piece of pie. Does it make sense? Now, let's say assuming this piece of pie belongs to Joseph, and Joseph has two sons, so they only get half of it. Right? But now, Jacob say, no. Your two sons belong to my son. Just like Reuben is mine, Simeon is mine, and each and every one of my sons will take possessions of the piece of property in the land of Canaan. So in other words, Jacob make the two sons of Joseph his son so that they can share the property in the land of Canaan. That means Joseph get what? Double portions of the property. That means Jacob make Joseph the firstborn. Because only the firstborn son get double portion. Let's say if your daddy has $300 and when he died after burial, he has $300 left. Make it 300 million, okay? Looks better. Not yen. Euro. Sounds better. So 300 million euro. And two sons, the first one will get 200 million, and the second son get 100 million, right? So, Jacob wasn't being selfish. Jacob blessed Joseph. Not only because Joseph heard that his father was ill, so he paid him visit. Joseph looked after all his brother too. When this boy was rich, he looked after all his brother. And I want you to write it down right beside the two sons. I want you to write down Acts chapter 20, verse 35. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Joseph is the one being gracious to all his brother. Although his brother mistreated him, he did not pay back tooth for tooth, eye for eye. And Joseph being very kind to them and treat them really well. And his father know that. So that's why his father blessed him with double portion, knowing that when he has the double portion, he will bless the other brothers too. Does it make sense? If you as a father, knowing that that son is a very selfish one, Moses, what will you do? Are you going to give him more? Or are you going to cut it off? So, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Joseph is that kind of person. And his father know that. Okay, I want to stop here too. You think our heavenly father also know that? So that's why when Jacob blessed his son Joseph, and God agreed. God said, yes, I will do the same too. So what have you learned, Joshua? Being kind to your little brother, right? You don't mistreat him. Because you don't know whether you be a pastor or not, you know. When you get kicked out of the church, you have no place to stay. You may ask Gabriel to look after you at that time. Right? Treat him well. Alright? Because our Heavenly Father knows that in heaven. He's there to look after your brother. Treat him well. He give you double portion. You like it? So what's the second thing Jacob did to his son, Joseph? Make Joseph's two sons become his son, so that two of his sons can share equally with the other 11 tribes. You understand? Take a look at what's the third thing he do. So, Joshua, Hannah, could you read it? Verse 8. What's the third thing he do? Verse 8 all the way to 14.
When Israel saw the sons of Joseph, he asked, who are these? They are the sons of God. They are the sons God has given me here, Joseph said to his father. Then Israel said, bring them to me so I may bless them. Now Israel's eyes...
Okay, I want to stop here. Verse 9. What did Joseph say? Remember that children are given by God to you. Okay, if children are given by God to you, then your children belongs to who? Then you don't take possessions of your children. You bring your children back to who? Back to God. Back to God. Right? Don't just say, wow, this is my children. Okay? Joseph realized all the blessings that he has are given by God. These are the sons God has given me here in Egypt. And Joseph said to his father, I found out a lot of people, they think this is my son, this is my daughter. And don't even allow God to use them. That's no good. So what have you learned, Wesley, today, just in verse 9? So what have you learned? You're not sure. I'm asking you, are you going to have any children? You say probably, right? It depends what?
If I'm married.
Wow, come on. I have seen a lot of married couples have no children. It's not because they get married, they have children. Oh, come on. What have you learned in verse 9? So, Hannah? Children are a blessing from God, right? God gave us the children. If God did not give us the children, we have no children. It's not because you get married, then you have children. Do you understand now? So how can you have children? How? From the blessing? So if children are given by God to you, then how do you handle your children? How do you treat them? Say, that's my. God don't touch them. What should you do?
Eh?
Say to your children that that's yours? Is that what you say to your children? Hannah, could you tell him what? That fellow still didn't get it. But he says he's still mine. Do you say he's God? Or he's yours? Is God? You change your mind now? So if it's God, then how should you treat your children then?
Nicely.
How? Okay, tell me how nicely, okay? Give me some example. Is that what you mean? Is that what you mean? What does it mean by you treat your children nicely then? I want to know. How do you treat your children nicely? Take him to Arcadia on Sunday to play the computer game? Where did you take your children?
To the church?
Why? Learn what? Learn about God. And you let your children know. It is God's gift to me. So you bring him back to God. You understand? Oh. Wesley, I'm glad you don't have any children now, you know. Otherwise you're going to take possessions of that. So verse 10.
Now Israel's eyes were failing because of old age, and he could hardly see. So Joseph brought his sons close to him, and his fathers kissed them and embraced them. Israel said to Joseph, I never expected to see your face again, and now God has allowed me to see your children too. Then Joseph removed them from Israel's knees and bowed down with his face to the ground. And Joseph took both of them, Ephraim on his right toward Israel's left hand, and on his left towards Israel's right hand, and brought them close to him. But Israel reached on his right hand and put it on Ephraim's head, though he was the younger, and crossing his arms, he put his left hand on Manasseh's head, even though Manasseh was the firstborn.
I want you to write right beside verse 10, Joseph could hardly see. Joseph could hardly see. Is that the reason why he crossed his arm and blessed like that? I want you to write beside, he can hardly see. You write down 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. Paul saying that, we do not live by sight. We live by faith. So when Joseph blessed two of his children, he didn't bless them by sight. He didn't bless him by human means. He blessed them by what? By faith. Knowing that Ephraim, although it's the second born, second son, Manasseh is the firstborn. But he make Ephraim greater than Manasseh. He did it by faith, not by sight. Okay? Could you turn to 2 Corinthians 5:7? Jean, could you read it?
We live by faith, not by sight.
So I want you to write beside 5:7, you write down Genesis 48:10. Although Jacob could hardly see, but when he blessed two of his grandchildren, now it's not his grandchildren anymore, become his children now, because grandchildren won't get double portion like that, okay? He make his two of his children get equal portion as the other sons. Jacob lived by faith, not by sight, because he could hardly see. And then verse 7, I want to jump to verse 15 and 16. I don't talk about it now. I want to jump to 17. What is the reaction of Jacob? Moses, could you read that? What is his reaction?
Joseph saw his father raising his right hand on Ephraim's head. He was displeased, so he took a hold of his father's hand to move it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head.
And then 18.
Joseph said to him, "No, my father, this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head."
Because he knows that his father has cataract, right? He can hardly see, you know. He say, "Well, you make a mistake, you know. I mean, you don't bless like that. This is my firstborn, you know. You don't bless the, you know, the secondborn, make the secondborn be the firstborn, okay?" First of all, he's not pleased with that, and secondly, he give his father instruction as to what to do. He disapproved. He displeased with his father, and he disapproved of his father's action. He said, "This one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head." And then verse 19, what did his father respond?
His father refused and said, "I know, my son, I know. He too will become a people, and he too will become great. Nevertheless, his younger brother will be greater than he, and his descendants will become a group of nations."
He knows that. When he put the right hand, crossed his arm and put the right hand on Ephraim, Ephraim is the younger son, right? But that younger son will be greater than the older one. Okay? He said, "I know, I know." It confirmed that Jacob lived by faith. When he prayed for his children, he prayed by faith, not by sight, for he could hardly see. But he knows one thing. He knows the mindset of Joseph. Mindset makes sure that he put his firstborn right on his left side, make sure that he put a right hand just like that, blessed like that, right? And not knowing if Jacob blessed like this, cross his arm, right? It's amazing. So Moses, why would Jacob do it like that? He knows that's how God bless him. And he do it. But Joseph didn't know that. Okay? Now, go back to 15 to 16. Josh?
Then he blessed Joseph and said, "May the God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day, the angel who has delivered me from all harm, may he bless these boys May they be called by my name and the names of my father Abraham and Isaac, and may they increase greatly upon the earth.
So in verse 15, the Bible say Jacob blessed Joseph and said, and yet in the content, you see that he blessed these two boys. He didn't bless Joseph. So then, that means what? When God bless your children after you, that means he bless you. Can you imagine he bless you so much and you have no children to pass on? That blessing is not great enough, right? Make sure you have children. Moses, you hear that? When God bless your children, then he bless you. Miriam, you hear that? I don't mean now, I don't mean next year, I mean, but work on it, okay? But what did God say? Children is God given, right? It's God gives. You say, you two, as a husband and wife, you say, God, you know when is the best time? You know, you bless us with godly offspring. And then so that we can pass on our blessing to our children. You hear me? Verse 15, then Jacob blessed Joseph and said, may the God before whom my father Abraham and Isaac walk. Walk means serve. Okay? And Jacob reminded Joseph, the Almighty God, my father, Abraham served, my father, Isaac served. In Hebrew word, they don't have grandfather. They call father, okay? But in fact, Abraham is a grandfather. Isaac is his father, right? So he say, my fathers Abraham and Isaac walk, that means serve. Make sure that you learn one thing. The God that you serve, make sure when before you die, your children serve the same God. You understand? Abraham served the Almighty God. His son Isaac served the Almighty God, the same Almighty God. And now his grandson Jacob served the Almighty God. Now Jacob wants to make sure Joseph served the same God. And the God who has been my shepherd, you serve God and God look after you. You become his sheep. He will be your shepherd. All my life to this day. Even before you were born in your mother's womb, the Almighty God watch over you, look after you. And look after you until you die. And right after you die, he take your spirit and soul to heaven. Because the God that we serve, God whom we serve, is our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. We shall not be in want. Verse 16, the angel, the messenger, who has delivered me from all harm. I want you to write it down right beside messenger, Matthew chapter 18, verse 10. Matthew 18, 10, Hebrew chapter 1, verse 14. Jean, could you read that? 18, 10, Hebrew 1, 14. The angel who has delivered me from all harm, okay, in verse 16, may he bless this boy. May he bless this boy. That means he's not asking the angel to bless this boy. He's asking the Almighty God to bless these two boys. Okay?
may they be called by my name, by the name of Jacob, by the name of my father Abraham and Isaac. That means their children after them will say, oh, I belong to Jacob, belongs to Isaac, belongs to Abraham, and we are God's children because God gave this to us. And may they increase greatly upon the earth. So read Hebrews 1:14. Angel work is to deliver us from all harm. He's a angel, a ministering spirit, serving us. When we are in trouble, he delivers us. Each and every one of us has at least one servant, angel, to look after us. Okay? But we don't pray to angel, though. Not like Catholic Church. Angel is servant, ministering spirit is servant. You understand? Servant don't bless God's children. Servant protect, deliver God's children from all harm. Who bless us? God bless us. Almighty God bless us. Okay? Finally, in verse 20, all the way to 22 account. Genesis. So what does this Bible verse means? When Jacob blessed two of his children, Ephraim, Manasseh. Ephraim, Manasseh supposed to be his grandchildren, and yet become his children now. So that's a blessing already. And on top of that, he make Ephraim greater than Manasseh, and then all Israelites know about that. So whenever the Israelites bless the other people, they will say, in God's name, I want to bless you like Ephraim and Manasseh, because they get double portion of a blessing. You understand? That is really, really good blessing. By doing so, then Jacob make Ephraim ahead of Manasseh. And if God do not agree with that, it won't happen. But God does agree with it. Okay? Okay? Because he blessed by faith. And he know that's how God want to bless these two children. So in your name, in God's name, will Israel pronounce this blessing. May God make you like Ephraim and Manasseh. That is a really, really rich blessing. Now you know how to bless your children, right? You know, if William read these Bible verses, what will he do? In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to bless Joshua and Gabriel like Jacob blessed Ephraim and Manasseh. Is this a good blessing? So you're going to have a twin? Are you going to have a twin? Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, just the shortest period of time and get the bring the blessing, right? Oh man, sleepless night, a lot of it. All right. Hey, get that guarantee. We're gonna lose weight, okay? Guarantee, you know? Oh man. Verse 21, Cal.
that reach of land is Jacob took from the Amorite. And this special piece of property, Jacob gave it to Joseph. So now in conclusion, can anyone tell me what did Jacob do before he died? What did he do first? Josh?
Yeah.
What did Jacob do? In Genesis 48. Now in conclusion. What did he do?
Jacob.
No, that's not the first thing he do. Oh man, you follow her, okay? Rally her strength. Verse 3 and 4, what's the first thing he do? Yeah, that's the most important thing, right? Even though you lie down, you still can say what God promised me, right? Don't follow Hannah rally his strength. Come on. Okay, come on. Give me a break. Okay, so Jacob recall what God has promised him and then regurgitate and then reminded his children, right? What God's promise, right? And what else?
And he adopted Joseph's two sons.
And then?
And passed on the God's blessing onto Jacob's two sons.
Yeah, that means he blessed who?
Joseph.
Okay, and then?
And after that, he blessed Joseph by blessing both his sons. And then he blessed Joseph's sons by faith and blessed the younger one over the firstborn.
So how do I know his blessing is real blessing? Well, he's a human being. He's a dying man. How do I know his blessing is really a genuine, true blessing from God? Because later on, when people, in the name of God, I bless you, I give you a blessing, just like what? Just like Jacob blessed two of his sons, that become a real blessing. You understand? That means he get the approval from God. Okay? And later on, finally, what did he say to Jacob? You're going to go back. You're going to go back to the promised land. You understand? Although you are rich and powerful now in Egypt, but you won't stay there for long. Does it make sense? So we pray. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you help us to remember what we have learned today. Because one of these days, we cannot stay here forever also. And I pray that you help us to remember what you have told us, what you have promised us, and we pass it on to our children so that we not only get blessing from God directly, we also get, so that our children also get blessing from God. And that's the whole idea why we study Genesis chapter 48. And I pray that you help us to remember. Although we are prosperous on this earth, but you went just like Joseph was prosperous in Egypt, but eventually we will leave that place and we will go back to heaven. And I pray that you help us to remind our children we won't stay on earth forever and ever. That is not our homeland. Heaven is our heavenly place. Is the place that you have prepared for us to go. And I pray that you help our children to remember that and learn from it. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.